Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today's episode is going to be a quick take. On episodes like these, I give you my initial take on a newly spoiled card or commander from an upcoming set. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So today's episode is going to be a quick take on a newly spoiled, exciting commander from M21 with Sabira Tolzidi Caravaneer. Now, really quick also, I'm going to be using the translation that's on Scryfall, so just a heads up with that. She's a 2-3 human shaman with haste that has pay 1, another target creature with power 2 or less can't be blocked this turn, and pay 1 in a red and tapper. Discard your hand until end of turn whenever a creature you control with power 2 or less deals combat damage to a player, draw a card. So this is kind of, she's a power matters, but like a small power matters commander, you know, small creatures that can get through and deal damage to players. You know, she can help them get through. She can help you draw cards. You're going to be drawing a lot of cards with this. She can provide a ton of card advantage, and she can help get certain key creatures through. So she obviously can help out in other decks, you know, where you might be using something like a Master of Cruelties or whatnot. So you can help get those kinds of important creatures through. But as a commander, I think she can be very effective as well. So I'm going to go through some cards and maybe just the way that I would, some cards I'd consider if I was going to build around her. So let's jump into the first category, which I have labeled as evasion. So having some small creatures that are already evasive can really help you out with this. Yes, you can pay to make the or to allow them to get through. But if you don't have to pay to get a creature through, that's just more mana that you can use elsewhere, or you're going to be able to get more creatures through. And again, every single creature that you get through that's got power 2 or less, you're going to be drawing a card. There is kind of a high risk, high reward thing there really quick that I'll mention. Again, you're discarding your hand and maybe someone has a fog or, you know, a way to stop you from hitting them with those creatures or whatnot. So yeah, you are kind of, it is kind of a red thing to be kind of taking that kind of a gamble, that kind of a risk that, hey, all right, I'm discarding my hand. Let's hope that I, you know, hit players and draw things. So yeah, having creatures that are already evasive can really come in handy. So like a Fire Shrine Keeper, a 1-1 menace, a creature with elemental menace that costs a red. So yeah, 1-1 menace, that's usually enough to get through, especially early in the game. Especially against players, you know, who might only have, you know, it's a Voltron commander, you know, that you're playing against, you know, they're not only gonna have one creature or so to block. So again, it's not always gonna get through, but menace can really come in handy. If you need to sacrifice it later, you can, but just ignore that part for now. Insolent Nenate's another one, a 1-1 vampire with menace that costs a red. You can discard a card and sacrifice it to draw a card. That can come in handy later as well. A Hope of Gearpour is a great one as well. It's gonna be a 1-1 flyer for one, Thopter, flyer for one. And you can sack it until your next turn. Target player who is dealt combat damage by Hope of Gearpour can't cast non-creature spells. So that can obviously come in handy. But again, the important part is kind of getting out those creatures. And again, I'm just bringing up ones right now that just cost, you know, one. There's obviously a lot that cost two that have some more kind of evasion in red. Typically in red, you know, evasion is going to be menace. You've got some with flying as well. But yeah, that's kind of be the way that you're going to get through with this. Again, you can pay to get your creatures through if you need to. But if you can kind of build around, you know, most of your creatures be able to get through on their own or pretty much on their own, that can be huge for this stack. A card or cards that basically create tokens that have some evasion can really help as well. A Loyal Apprentice is a fantastic one, a 2-1 human artificer with haste that costs one red. It's got lieutenant. At the beginning of combat on your turn, if you control your commander, create a 1-1 color Thopter artifact creature token with flying. That token gains haste until end of turn. So basically every single turn you get one more Thopter. And again, each of these have flying. So yeah, they're going to be able to get through on at least one opponent most likely. So again, being able to not have to pay for that and then just be able to draw extra cards every single time, you know, you get more and more Thopters through, that can be huge. Again, I did mention that there are some creatures that do have some hit benefits that you are going to want to get through that might not have evasion, but do, you know, you are going to be able to, you know, pay that one and they're going to be worth paying that one to get them through. Something like a Prophetic Flame Speaker is a good example of that. A 1-3 human shaman with double strike and trample, and it costs one red. Whenever it deals combat damage to a player, exile the top card of your library. You may play it this turn. So again, with this one, it's got double strike, so you get that twice. Essentially, you get two cards once this gets through. And again, paying one to get two extra cards that you can play that turn, that's some good, you know, temporary card advantage, but card advantage still. Mask of Memory is something that you can equip to one of your creatures to give you even more benefits for getting them through. It says, whenever equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, you may draw two cards. If you do, discard a card. That's got to equip one, so it can be fantastic to just get out there early, draw some cards, and again, you're going to be drawing more and more cards with your commander and with this as well. It's kind of reverse card advantage, I guess, by taking your opponents down, taking cards out of their hand, I guess, is going to be Spectre Shroud. It says, whenever equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, that player discards a card from their hand. Got to equip one, so again, being able to, I mean, you're not gaining card advantage from that, but, you know, you're putting your opponents at card disadvantage, I guess is a way to say it. So, yeah, you're taking cards out of their hand. You know, maybe there's a player who's only got a couple cards in their hand, and it's going to be a very tough decision for them when they have to ditch a certain card every single turn because you're getting through with your creatures. One that can be fantastic is going to be Scythe Claw. It says, whenever a equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, that player loses half their life rounded up. So, yeah, you're going to be able to get some of these creatures through. I mean, you could even just obviously pay to do that, you know, even just on the, let's say, living weapon. So it comes into play with a 0/0 germ. It's going to get +1/+1 from the Scythe Claw. And yeah, you can pay that one. It's going to be worth paying one to get that germ through to take someone's life toll down by half. You know, again, if your opponent's at their starting life total of 40, that's 20 life they're losing just for getting hit by this. I'm sure I messed up that math because they're also getting hit by the damage too. So whatever, they're losing a lot of life with this. Ways to kind of, you don't want to pump up your creatures too much because, again, if your creatures get above, I believe that's, what, 2 power. So you have to have 2 power or less to actually get that benefit from Sabira to either get them through or to draw those cards off the hit. You don't want to really increase your creature's power because, again, that might just kind of be, you know, it'll work against what your plan actually is. But ways that you can dish out more damage and kind of get more from this are something like a Berserker's Onslaught. Enchantment that costs 3 red. This is attacking creatures you control have double strike. So, again, that doubles up kind of any of those hit triggers that you're going to have. It's just a fantastic way to kind of really, you know, it's a fantastic way to double up all those, you know, whenever combat damage is dealt, kind of ways to either, you know, draw cards or whatever, the Scythe Claw, that kind of stuff too. So yeah, and it deals, obviously it deals out more damage when you're doing that without pumping their power. So again, can be huge. Cavalcade of Calamity is another one. Something like this could really help. It's an enchantment for 1 red. It says, whenever a creature you control with power 1 or less attacks, Cavalcade of Calamity deals 1 damage to the player or planeswalker that creature is attacking. Again, you're going to have a lot of low to the ground creatures in this deck. So this essentially kind of doubles up the amount of their damage that they're dealing out without even having to hit the player with them. You're going to be able to do that anyway for the most part. But also, you know, it just kind of is a free extra damage without pumping your creatures. So again, not kind of getting them out of that 2 power range. Raid Bombardment is another way to do this. It's an enchantment for 2 red. It says, whenever a creature you control with power 2 or less attacks, Raid Bombardment deals 1 damage to the player, planeswalker, that creature's attacking. So essentially the same thing for just 1 more mana, but it also includes creatures that got 2 power. So again, not every single creature in your deck is probably going to have 1 power, but you're going to focus on, you know, 1 or 2 power creatures. So both of these can come in really handy in a lot of situations. Another way to benefit off of some of the cards you're going to be discarding is going to be Bag of Holding. It's an artifact that costs 1. It says, whenever you discard a card, exile that card from your graveyard. You can pay 2 and tap it to draw a card and discard a card. And you can pay 4 and tap it to sacrifice it and return all cards exiled with it back to their owner's hand. So essentially with this, you know, let's say you get, you know, a couple, you know, hits, a couple turns worth of hits through that you're discarding your entire hand, you know, maybe 5 cards, you're drawing, you know, 6 more, you're discarding those 6 cards, you're drawing, you know, 6 more. Essentially, you know, you're being able to kind of store all those cards that you discarded for later with the Bag of Holding. You can then, you know, pay 4 and tap and sacrifice it and get all those cards back to have one really big turn, you know, where you, you know, can start casting card after card after card or whatnot. It's just a good kind of, helps you reuse, you know, some of those cards that you're going to be discarding, that you're just ditching, essentially, to get more card advantage. It can be a huge card for the deck like this. One that can really come in handy, that's a recent one. I believe this one's from C20. It's going to be Surly Badgersaur, a 3/3 Badger Dinosaur, because, yeah, that's a thing. That costs 3 red. It says, whenever you discard a creature card, put a ++1 counter on Surly Badgersaur. Whenever you discard a land card, create a treasure token. Whenever you discard a non-creature, non-land card, Surly Badgersaur fights up to 1 target creature you don't control. So Surly Badgersaur can get big, it can fight other creatures and take them out, and it can give you temporary mana ramp with those treasures. So yeah, you're discarding a ton of cards, you're getting a lot of value out of that. Again, this deck is going to work on drawing cards, discarding cards, getting damage through, so you want to focus on things that can really help with that. Psychosis Crawler can be another fantastic kind of win con with a deck like this. It is a star horror that costs 5. Its power toughness is equal to the number of cards in your hand, and whenever you draw a card, each opponent loses 1 life. So yeah, when you're ditching your entire hand, you know, and let's say you get, you know, 7 creatures through and you're, you know, you're drawing 7, that's a lot of life that you're draining. Again, for 3 opponents, that's 21 life total, which is absurd. Glint Horn Buccaneer is kind of the other end of this. It's a 2/4 Minotaur Pirate with haste that costs 1 red. It says, whenever you discard a card, Glinthorn Buccaneer deals one damage to each opponent, and you can pay one in a red to discard a card and draw a card. Activate this ability only if it's attacking. So yeah, you can kind of utilize that extra ability on Glinthorn Buccaneer and get it through with your commander if you need to. But yeah, that important part is obviously that whenever you discard a card, you're dealing out more damage. So again, the kind of the opposite of that Psychosis card, if you got both of these in play at the same time, that's a lot of damage. Kind of essentially your commander's helping you wheel, and every single time you wheel, you're dealing out an absurd amount of damage with both of these, or life loss and damage. Brawlin, Skyshark Rider is another one. Again, if you're in a mono-red deck, which you would be if you're just using Sabira as your commander, you can't use its partner with Shabraz, but that's fine. It says, whenever you discard a card, put a +1/+1 counter on Brawlin, and it deals one damage to each opponent. So again, Brawlin gets bigger, and then you also can, you know, dish out that damage, kind of like that Glinthorn Buccaneer. You can't use that, you know, target shark gains trample until end of turn, most likely, but that really doesn't matter too much. But yeah, it's a fantastic card for it. Again, kind of any of those benefits that you can gain from drawing cards or discarding cards and ways to kind of utilize that can be really big for a deck like this. Now, most of the cards that I brought up so far are fairly budget, but I want to bring up some reasonable upgrades that you might be able to consider for a deck like this, just to kind of get them on your radar in case you maybe already have them or you can trade for them, or you're willing to kind of purchase them for a deck like this. That can really help Sabira out. Grenzo Havoc Razor is a 2/2 Goblin Rogue that costs red. It says, whenever a creature you control deals combat damage to a player, choose one. Go target creature that player controls or exile the top card of that player's library. Until end of turn, you may cast that card. It may spend mana as though were any mana of any color to cast it. So yeah, this is a fantastic card because essentially, obviously this is a commander as well, but essentially you're trying to do the exact same thing. You know, you're trying to get, you know, creatures through, a lot of creatures through to deal combat damage to players. When you do that, you can either goad creatures, which helps, you know, dish out more damage to other players and helps players, you know, keep their defenses down because you're going to be able to keep getting your creatures through over and over again since they have to keep attacking. Or it's giving you like a temporary card advantage again, being able to steal things off the top of the library from your opponents, which is fantastic. Meek Stone is another great card for this deck. It's an artifact that costs one, says creatures with power 4 or more don't untap to their controllers untap steps. So yeah, you're going to be using essentially all small creatures in this deck. Again, creatures, you're going to focus on power 2 or less, so your creatures will untap, and they're going to be fine. Meek Stone says, hey, all you players out there that are playing with creatures with more power, sorry, you're not going to be able to untap your creatures, so pick and choose when you're attacking. Yeah, versus, you know, you really don't have to worry about that. So again, these are just two kind of good examples of, or two examples of, you know, potential good upgrades that you could use for the deck like this. Obviously, I think that this is a fantastic commander that kind of works in a different space, not an entirely different space that we've seen in red, but it's a unique take kind of on a small power matters commander, especially for red. Gives you, you know, card advantage, essentially card advantage with, you know, discarding your hand. Maybe you have less cards in your hand, and you're drawing more, basically. But yeah, card advantage, it's got, you know, getting creatures through. So there's a lot of different unique kind of things you can do with this kind of commander. And yeah, I'm excited to see some builds around it. So yeah, let me know in the comments below what you think about Sabira. I think she's a really interesting commander to build around. And yeah, let me know in the comments below. And as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again and have a good one.